This is the West Kent Radio News feature. Hello, I'm Alex Hakes. Trinity Theatre, the cultural heartbeat of Tunbridge Wells, is used to having to adapt to survive. After the former church saw congregation numbers dwindle, it reinvented itself as a vibrant arts hub in 1982 with the help of an army of supporters and volunteers. During the recent pandemic, Trinity was again forced to adapt, producing well-attended comedy, theatre and music events in their garden post-lockdown. But the Cultural and Arts Centre needs urgent help and has issued a call to arms to their loyal volunteers, friends and supporters to overcome an acute short-term cash flow crisis. Executive Director Nick Mowat explains the perfect storm behind their financial woes.
The pandemic itself, with the building having to be closed for months at a time, and we've come out of that and we're now in a major cost of living crisis. And then you added to that the increased cases of just flu in general. So it is that sort of perfect storm, really.
With no core funding from the council or arts council, and with the government's grant to help through COVID long since gone, Trinity needs to raise £100,000 to secure the theatre's future.
We've found ourselves in a position where our cash flow is in a really, really bad way, principally because we haven't had the number of people back through the doors post-pandemic that we might have expected. And our business in terms of tickets is down about 60% compared to pre-pandemic levels. And we just don't have enough money coming through the building to pay our running costs and to pay our overheads. But it is a temporary situation that we're in.
While the Trinity team are optimistic that the fundraising drive will achieve the required result, closure remains a worrying possibility. Director of Creative Engagement Jason Lower explains the impact this worst-case scenario would have on the local community.
Not only would it be a cultural destination that complements the other artistic venues locally, people can come and see wonderful comedy, wonderful theatre, we're a cinema within the centre of town, but also all of our community activities, our creative engagement work. We have a sizeable youth theatre, which stages about 8 shows a year. We have our senior sing groups, our moving with music groups, which help tackle social isolation among older adults. And we also do a lot of work with schools, a lot of work that's outside of the building that wouldn't be able to exist were the theatre itself not available.
Despite the current financial difficulties, there are plenty of reasons to be optimistic. The newly revamped Clock Tower Bistro offers delicious homemade fare, and Executive Director Nick's new budget aims to make the theatre more robust and financially self-sufficient. The Heritage Lottery-funded Clock Tower, showcasing the history of the Decimus Burton building and breathtaking views of Tunbridge Wells, plus the Pantiles Pump Room project, means the long-term future of Trinity looks bright.
It looks incredibly positive. The pump room down at the end of the Pantiles. This is a community space that we are looking forward to running on behalf of the council. A little bit of an exclusive here. We're hoping to put a Christmas show for young people in there next Christmas. But the other big project is the opening of our clock tower. And it's going to be amazing. It's a great tourist attraction for Tunbridge Wells, but also it will be an income generator. So tremendous things happening in the future.
But to secure that future, Trinity needs to reach their £100,000 target by the end of March.
We're asking for donations. Cash is really what we need. You can go on the Just Giving site and donate whatever you can afford. There's no minimum amount. And we're also offering, it's a limited number of what we call lifetime membership. And we're offering those at £1,000. The response has been phenomenal. You know, we're incredibly grateful because it will help us get over this significant bump in the road and enable us to start 23-24 with a sort of clean bit of health and a really, really positive future.
Trinity Theatre celebrated its 40th anniversary last year, so what do the next 40 years have in store?
It'll be there for another 40 years. I've absolutely no doubt at all.
I'm Alex Hakes for West Kent Radio.